Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, we were just talking about the media and the insanity that comes out of some people's mouths. So here to make us sane and make us feel better about all of it is Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill. Joe, good morning. Welcome back.
What a great compliment to be called sane. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but in 2017, these people are few and far between. So
yeah, remember who I work with. The bar's kind of low, just saying.
Whoa! Tremendous.
We wanted to play this for you. This is Brian Stelter. We were just talking about this with LeVar Ball and how the president responded to the father, LeVar Ball, saying, you know, basically that the president didn't do anything to get his son out of Chinese prison.
Think about this. He's just recently let the NFL kneeling controversy start to subside, start to fade away. And now here he is calling out these players and the families again. I think it's immature at best, Fred, but it's really race baiting at worst. Mm-hmm. That's going to be debated. That's going to be argued about. But I want to put that on the table. It sure looks like race baiting to a lot of people.
So there you go. Race baiting at worst. You work in the media. Can you tell us how they got there with that? Because we don't understand how they got to race baiting.
It's like the ESPN controversy in August. This is so underreported, but this plays exactly to what happened then. They did a fantasy football league auction draft on the air, and 82 million people play fantasy football, right? And they were shamed, ESPN was, into making an apology because it was called by some on the social media mob from the left a slave auction. And you're like, now, wait a minute. I have Matt Ryan on my team and Rob Gronkowski. How can you make this a black-white issue? So, I think Brian has taken Reliable Sources, which was a great show, and it goes back decades, and has just basically turned it into playing to one audience, one side of the aisle. And I think when he makes comments like that, I think he feels that that's something that his audience would agree with, but I don't know what a media reporter is doing anyway, commenting on race and what he thinks are the motives of a president. That's not his job, but at CNN, it seems like a lot of folks over there seem to be going outside their job descriptions in terms of offering up outlandish opinions as opposed to just reporting right, as they should be doing.
Joe, this is conjecture on the part of Brian Stelter. He's been doing it for months. You remember in August, he started questioning. He said, reporters in newsrooms are talking about whether or not the president's mental health is stable, and we just need to tell you, the American public, that reporters are talking about this, so therefore it's a subject of conversation. I'm pretty sure that's not how reporting works.
It's not, Vince. And look, Brian gets a lot of press, right? I mean, on social media, a lot of retweets. But you look at his show over, it's been on for about 4 years now. And I don't think, and maybe there was one or two examples where this wasn't true, but he's ever beaten the exact show that he competes against at 11 o'clock that's the same as his show, which is Media Buzz on Fox News. I mean, and we're talking 4 years. Yeah, he'll win in the demo once in a while, which is what advertisers care about most for among younger people. But, you know, for all the hype and all the attention that his provocative comments bring, it's right, not resulting in viewers. And I think, again, he's playing to a bubble. He's playing impressing other journalists instead of informing audiences, and I think that's where Reliable Sources has kind of gone.
Yeah, well, CNN has to be.
I used to be on the show a lot, and I loved it. It's hard to watch now, I have to admit.
CNN has to be careful because he's sort of becoming their mascot. Let's talk about Hillary Clinton. She had an event this weekend commemorating the 25th anniversary of Bill's 92 election with the Clinton Foundation. And during it, she lashed out at Fox News and conservative media outlets, saying that they didn't exist the first time Bill ran, and it was one of the reasons he probably survived. It was there when he ran the second time. She says these conservative outlets are, quote, delivering partisan advocacy positions irrespective of the truth. How have things changed in your view, Joe, since conservative media has risen?
I've never seen somebody so tone deaf as Hillary Clinton in terms of these public comments that she makes. And then it's a tone-deaf media that just kind of grunts with it for the most part and doesn't really question anything that she says. Fox News has been around since 1996. They didn't have a very big audience to start, obviously. Most startup channels don't. It was around 2000 is when it really came to prominence during the Bush-Gore election. To say that her husband wouldn't have been elected if Fox News was around in 1992, I just don't see how that can be. I mean, he won very easily. Does Fox News have the ability to change that many votes across the country? I don't see it. When there's 3 million people it reaches at in prime time on a good night, and there's 330 million people in the country. So what are we talking about here? She's always the victim, it seems, and she's never really challenged all that much in interviews. It's truly remarkable, guys.
The downside for her, I mean, is she's right in one sense. As soon as alternative media popped up, her husband's presidency ended in impeachment. Drudge broke the story of Monica Lewinsky, despite the fact that Newsweek withheld it.
Yeah, Newsweek's going to regret that one for a long time, because now Drudge is one of the most read. And people think Drudge is a website, you know, that don't really follow it. He's an aggregator. He just takes the best stories he feels are out there and puts it out there. But he reported that one after Newsweek dropped the ball. Yeah, that's true. And now, you know, now you have Breitbart and you have Fox News, and there is an alternative. But remember, Bill Clinton left with a 73% approval rating when he left office. And the reason why is because all of the accusers of him were basically shamed by the media, and they followed the Democratic narrative, and there was no counterbalance. I think in 2017 we see that wouldn't be the case. That's true. But the Democrats and basically left-leaning pundits are just so hypocritical on this one. You know, your principles are only principles when they're exercised at times of inconvenience. And now to say, yeah, we should be calling out Bill Clinton. Well, of course you could say that in 2017. Should have said it last year when his wife was running for president, or when he was in office. So all these people coming out against Bill Clinton now, they're only doing it because the Clintons are no longer useful to them.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you bringing some sanity to our day. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week and a great Thanksgiving.
You have an insane Thanksgiving yourself. Mine will be. We're not talking politics.
Insane in a good way. Thanks, Joe.
Exactly.
823 on
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.